This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. The USDA published the acreage and quarterly grain stocks reports on Friday, and several factors combined to send the corn price in the ag marketplace to the downside. We will hear more reactions to the USDA reports on planted acreage and grain stocks with USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit ADMRegenerations.com.
On Friday, the ag marketplace reacted with a double-digit drop in the corn price after the USDA acreage and quarterly grain stocks reports were unfriendly for corn, says USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer.
Just a little bit more corn than folks had anticipated, I think.
The report showed 91.5 million planted corn acres, which is down 3% from a year ago. However, the total acreage number is more planted corn acres than farmers said they would plant in the March Planting Intentions report.
Corn acreage was up 1.4 million acres from intentions. And that was on the higher end of the range of trade expectations. I think the trade generally thought maybe we gained 500,000 acres, but we gained 1.4 million acres. So that's on the higher end of trade expectations.
The quarterly grain stocks number is also unfriendly for the corn price, says Meyer.
And I think another issue with this is, at least the way that NAST measures it, farmers are holding a bigger share of those stocks relative to last year as well, too. So stocks rising, production rising, those stocks being held on farm. Now, they could be forward sold, but let's hope that some of the farmers got some of that priced at better levels.
He says the higher acreage number and large amount of corn in storage means one thing.
All of that putting downward pressure on.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.